Practice Test 11, Listening Section Instructions. This section of the test has three parts. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. If you do not know the answer, you may guess. Try to answer as many questions as possible. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. The answer choices are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet, not in the test booklet. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
Did you ever try out that club I told you about?
Oh, yes, I can see why you like it. I wouldn't mind going again, although I don't really go out that much.
You don't go out, really?
Well, I do sometimes, but I'd rather just stay at home with a good book or catch up on my favorite TV series.
Well, anytime you ever want to go out, just give me a call.
What do the speakers say? Number 2.
How are the wedding plans coming along? It's next Sunday, isn't it?
Don't remind me. I've still got 101 things to do before I'm ready.
Well, try not to get stressed out about it. I'm sure everything will fall into place.
I hope so. I just can't believe how quickly it's coming around.
How does the woman feel? Number 3.
I'm beat.
You weren't out all night again, were you?
Actually, I was cramming for my finals.
That's what happens when you leave things till the last minute.
What did the young man do last night? Number 4.
How was your trip?
Okay, except for the overnight stay in Rome.
Oh, how so?
I missed my connecting flight to New York.
At least you can say you've been to Rome.
What problem did the woman have? Number 5.
Hi, when did you get back?
Yesterday. I hope you checked on my apartment while I was away.
Well, actually, I never got around to it.
Great. Thanks for nothing.
Why is the woman annoyed? Number 6.
I couldn't wait to get out of there.
We should never have listened to Al about this place.
I know. How could he even consider this place a delightful restaurant?
I'll give him a piece of my mind when I see him tomorrow.
What is true according to the speakers? Number 7.
I can't understand why Greg got promoted.
Apparently, it's because he's been with the company a long time.
Yes, but Robert really deserved to get the position. He's much better qualified.
My sentiments exactly.
What do the speakers agree on? Number 8.
This lasagna is really tasty.
And the portions are huge, too.
This is too much for me. Do you want the rest?
Well, I'm pretty full myself, but it's a shame to let it go to waste.
What will the man probably do next? Number 9.
Can you let Smith know I'm taking tomorrow off?
Sure, I can do that, but I doubt Smith will be pleased.
Yeah, I know, but I need to rest after all this hard work we've been doing, and I need someone to cover for me.
Well, don't worry about Smith. I can handle him. Just make sure you come back feeling refreshed.
What does the woman say about Smith? Number 10.
Why didn't you tell me you'd be out shopping all afternoon?
I didn't think it was important. Why do you ask?
Well, I called several times and I got worried when you didn't pick up.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I had my phone in my bag and I didn't hear it ringing.
Why was the man concerned? Number 11.
Have you seen the Joneses lately?
Come to think of it, it's been at least a month.
I wonder where they've disappeared to.
I don't know, but it seems very strange they'd leave without telling anyone.
What do the speakers say about the Joneses? Number 12.
Where do you think we should go on vacation this summer?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Well, I was thinking about Greece.
Not a bad idea at all.
What does the woman think of the man's suggestion? Number 13.
I hear sales figures are really up.
Yeah, what a relief. Up until last month, we were doing pretty badly. But now, things are looking up.
Why the sudden turnaround?
Our new product designs are proving very popular.
What does the man say? Number 14.
Have you got Jack's number? I don't seem to have it.
I think so. Let me just find it.
Thanks. I promised I'd play squash with him tomorrow, but something's come up.
That's too bad.
What does the man want to do? Number 15.
How's your new job?
Well, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing. So far, all I do is file papers and make coffee. I was hoping for something with more responsibility.
Give it time. I'm sure if you wait a few weeks, there'll be plenty of work for you to do.
You're right. I just feel like a fish out of water, though.
What does the woman say about her job? Number 16.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Years ago. I'm sure it's changed a lot since then.
It's still a great place to visit. You should go again sometime.
I may just do that.
What is true according to the speakers? Number 17.
I've been thinking about getting a new place. What do you think?
Well, this one is quite pricey, but it's a great apartment, so I'd stay if I were you.
I don't mind the rent, but I was hoping for a place that's a little more central.
That might end up costing you more.
What does the woman think the man should do? Number 18.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, not much. And you?
We're going skiing.
Hey, why don't you come with us? We've got room in the car.
Sounds like a good idea, but I don't want to impose.
No, it's fine. You know what they say, the more the merrier.
What does the woman tell the man? Number 19.
Hi, I was just wondering if my car is ready yet. It's the blue Toyota.
Oh, yes. We had to order in some parts, but they still haven't arrived yet, I'm afraid.
So, do you know when it'll be ready to pick up?
Sorry, I don't know, but I'll call our suppliers and find out if they've sent out the spare parts yet. Once the parts are here, we'll need a day to fix the car.
Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow then.
Sure.
What is the man going to do? Number 20.
What do you think of this painting?
To be honest, I don't care for the colors in the background at all. It just looks very confusing.
Well, maybe I'm not cultured enough, but it's a bit too abstract for my taste.
I think it would look good in a museum with other similar works, though.
What does the man say? End of part 1.